Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Pimelo Modine. Thank you so much. We're going to have a fantastic show coming up after 9 o'clock. Bogiso Dubakano is here. For all of you who are interested in the motoring industry, you always ask the question, how do I get in? He's got all the answers for you. And in fact, there is an opportunity for you to get into the industry and it can be paid for. So I'll have that conversation with you just after 9 o'clock. But I want to start here. We last week were scheduled to have a conversation with the mayor of Tshwane and things got quite busy, both ourselves and him as well, but he very graciously agreed to speak to us today. And this is on the back of what the ANC has been saying in the background, that they are now targeting the mayor of Tshwane and they want a motion of no confidence against him. On the line is the mayor of Tshwane, Tshwane Mayor Celius Brink. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Great pleasure to talk to you.
You've had, in fact, last week was quite a busy week for you as a Tshwane mayor. There was a lovely update on what's happening with Hammanskraal. Let's start there, because there has been some movement, and I think it's really good to give that feedback.
Yeah, it's, you know, we haven't solved the problem yet, but it's amazing to see the progress we've made in the year that we've actively worked on a specific solution. And it all started in a conversation between me and the former Minister of Water and Sanitation, where I had occasion to attend a conference with him on water and sanitation in Cape Town. And I said, we have to meet the minister. And I spoke to him and I said, let's put aside our differences. I'm a new mayor. You're a fairly new minister. Yeah. Let's solve this problem together. And that led us to do two things. One, budget as much as possible on upgrading the Rooivaal wastewater treatment plant, which is where, you know, that water goes into the Arpies River, into the Lucral Dam, and into Temba, into people's taps. That plant is biologically, hydraulically overloaded. It should have been upgraded 20 years ago. We're making good progress there. But in the shorter term, Department of Water and Sanitation through Mahali's Water on the Pienaar River system has made excellent progress on building a package plant, 50 kiloliters to put, and what we'll do is we'll divert that system to the Temba system so that people can get clean water in their taps and that we can reduce dependence on water tankers. It will come online in four phases, starting in October and finishing in June next year. And it is really, the progress is good. I had a meeting with the new minister. Obviously, there will be risks to the project. We must monitor it very carefully. But it is significant what progress has been made there.
You also made mention of the fact that there will have to be some negotiations, but what you're really hoping to get the residents of Hammanskraal is a clean bill, a bill that starts at zero. Not going to be easy, because Hammanskraal is serviced by three municipalities, am I correct?
So there are three water service providers. In Hammanskraal.
Yeah.
Rand Water on the one side, Mahali's on the other, and then for the biggest part, city of Tshwane. And it's that part that's been affected by the water that's not of a possible standard.
And I mean, how possible is it to get that bill that will be clean? You'll have to negotiate with the others?
So I think it was always part of our understanding that once we get clean water in people's taps in that area of Hammanskraal, you know, Mandela Village, Ramotse, Kekana Gardens, Kudube, I can't mention all of it, but the largest part of Hammanskraal is serviced by the city. And those folks for a number of years have not had potable water, and we've sent tankers there. And I believe that it was always implicit that once we've got clean water in the taps, we'll go to those residents and we'll take a recommendation to the municipal council with the details of each of the affected households to say, these folks have been receiving water from the municipality. It hasn't been of a potable standard.
Yeah.
We can't realistically expect to collect these historical bills. Let's recognize the extraordinary circumstances. Let's settle that debt and then give people a clean slate to pay for clean water. I do want to emphasize that it's not a stroke of a mayor's pen. It is the municipal council that decides.
Yeah.
But given the cross-party engagements that we've had on Hammanskraal, I really don't see any opposition to this. The key is going to be in how you communicate so that you don't create expectations with people. So I mean, we won't be writing off property rates, for example.
Yes, of course.
You know, we won't be writing off debt in areas not supplied by the city of Tshwane. So that's all in the communication of that offer.
So just maybe clarify for me then, have you been sharing the water tanker bill with Magalies as well as Randwater?
No. You see, the responsibility of the city of Tshwane in that area is to provide water and then to you know, get the money for that. So no, it's our responsibility to pay for those water tankers. But I tell you, it's going to be much cheaper paying Magalies as a bulk supply of water than paying water tankers.
Yes.
And it's going to relieve a great deal of misery for ordinary people.
Did you say it's going to be much cheaper than the water tankers? That's interesting.
Yes. Wow. Water tankers operate at a premium.
Wow.
You know, we still depend on water tankers. I can't knock the entire industry.
Yeah.
But it's not normal to have such a large formalized area depending on their water from water tankers. You know, there's bills such as fuel, such as the maintenance on the vehicles, and then unfortunately, I do think that municipalities do get fleeced in these instances.
Mm-hmm.
So water in the taps through infrastructure is cheaper. Yes.
So let's talk then, Mayor, about what the ANC has been saying in the background. I know that John Steenhuisen was there last week to talk about other things, talk to business, and there were some also a by-election as well. But, you know, the ANC is saying a lot about they're now moving into Tshwane. They'd like a motion of no confidence against you. Are you having conversations with the ANC or even Action SA for that matter and other partners?
So let me start with our existing coalition, and I want to make this very clear that I think that Tshwane has made significant progress under this coalition. You know, and Action SA has been a core part of it. Action SA has been part of government far longer than I have been the mayor.
Mm.
I only came in March last year, and in these 17 months, we made changes, Action SA has made changes, and what we've been able to achieve is an improved audit outcome, improved finances, recognition for our efforts to deal with the misspending of public money. We have made significant progress on this issue of Amanzkraal, and a lot of the credit belongs to the deputy mayor, the leader of Action SA and government, Dr. Masipi Moya. I've got an excellent working relationship with her. And as I always say, if you want to see an improvement of service delivery in the communities, you must start with a change of governance and management at City Hall.
Mm.
And that we've certainly started to do. So service delivery in Tshwane is not perfect by any measure of imagination.
Mm.
But we are doing all of the things that we know how, that we've experienced in Cape Town and other places, of what to do in order to improve the services and to get infrastructure and finances right. And all of our coalition partners have made a significant contribution to this. Now the ANC, as the opposition, of course, has the right to bring a motion of no confidence and to make the argument that not only do we not believe that this coalition is delivering, we've got something better on offer. And that second test is so essential, because if you don't have something better, if you don't have a perspective of stability and good financial management and dealing with the issues, then all you're doing is playing political games. Last month, there was a motion of no confidence, which the ANC withdrew, and that followed a big controversy around a new waste removal tender. But ultimately, all of the parties need to consider, does Tshwane deserve more political instability, and will the result of removing this government, really, it's not about me. If I'm removed, the mayoral committee is also removed and a new government has to be constituted.
Yep.
Is that worth it? That's the essential question for the opposition.
Well, I mean, part of that negotiation will have to be you convincing, for instance, Action SA. Maybe let me just start here. We know that Action SA has now gone into a coalition with the ANC in Johannesburg. I'm not necessarily sure it's a Gauteng arrangement, but you can maybe let us know. Have they informed you that they are not going to be supporting you in Tshwane?
No. I mean, Herbert Mashaba has made these statements in the media, which have obviously been very concerning, because if you were to listen to his statements, it's almost like a fait accompli. You know, bad deal with the ANC, we're going to bring it to a fall. The interesting thing is that the local people who I work with as the mayor have said to me, after Herman made those comments, they said, Action SA is reviewing their position in the coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an internal matter for them. But externally, in terms of coalition structures, they have not withdrawn. They've said that they're part of the coalition until further notice. There are no major disputes that have been registered between the parties in the coalition. In fact, these past 17 months, we have cleared all of those major disputes. And that relationship has given me optimism that this coalition might actually weather the storms of political instability. So I think as a party, Action SA must make their internal decisions. I have reached out to their national leadership just sort of as an attempt at saving this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we will have talks and so on. I don't want to discuss the matter in the media.
Mm.
But the point is just they will have to make their decisions. But ultimately, everybody has to be accountable to the people of Tswane to say, if not this, then the alternative, and these are the prospects for the alternative to do well.
So according to the current constitution of the coalition arrangement in the city of Tswane, the Action SA members are saying, no, this is working. We would like to continue as things are.
Well, I have had absolutely no indication before Herman Mashaba's statement in the media that Action SA was unhappy. I've mentioned that I think we've made significant progress as a coalition. And Action SA has taken credit in the public, issuing statements, infographs, and so on, for some of the success of this coalition, and rightly so, because Dr. Moya and the other Action SA member of the Mayoral Committee, Hannes Kutsia, collectively, they are responsible for social and economic development and for oversight in townships such as Mabopane, Shanguve, Hammanskraal, Winterveld. And yes, they, along with all of the other members of the Mayoral Committee, have made a significant contribution to our success. If it were not for their contribution, for their professionalism, their collegiality, we wouldn't be where we are now. So they've rightly taken credit for that, as can all of the other parties in the coalition. I'm not going to speak on their behalf. Sure. It's something that they will have to decide, but I suspect it has more to do with national party political considerations than what's actually happening in Tswane.
So has he responded to you, the Action SA national leader?
Yes. I haven't spoken to their Herman directly.
Yes.
In fact, the last time I spoke to him was when he was still in the DA. I think I just had a cursory word with him. But the person
funny.
Who manages the coalitions is their national chairperson,
yes,
Michael Beaumont.
Michael Beaumont. Mm-hmm.
And I've engaged with him. And again, I don't want to have this conversation with Michael or anyone else through the radio.
Yes, of course.
But all I'm going to say is that I will meet with their leadership and do everything in my power to try and persuade them not to break with the coalition.
All right. Well, obviously, your plea, I suppose, to the residents of Tswane, or you know, what you have to say about all of this.
So we are fully committed, and I know I can speak for my Action SA and other colleagues as well. In the meantime, we are not allowing party politics to distract us from the work that has to be done. I was with Action SA colleagues just this morning doing inspections in Shoshanguve. At the weekend, we met the new Minister of Water. Before that, we had a community engagement with the Deputy Mayor. So we are continuing our work. And I understand that service delivery in Tswane is not perfect. We're not at Cape Town standards. But what I want to reiterate is that to achieve that, we need financial improvement and we need to change the culture inside the organization. We need to do the stuff at City Hall that will lead to better services and infrastructure. And an improvement in the lives of Tswane residents.
Yes.
And we are doing all of those things, even in the face of violent opposition sometimes.
Mm.
So I believe that the resolve of this coalition can be maintained.
Sure. Mayor of Tswane, I really appreciate you giving us your time. Cilius Brink on the line with us there, just giving us his take on what is happening politically, but more importantly also, you know, in terms of service delivery, what actually has been happening, an update on Hammanskraal, an update on some of the work that they've been doing, and, you know, the fact that as he speaks, politically, there is what seems to be quite a massive plan to get him to move as the mayor of Tshwane. But, you know, he's obviously these things in the background. There are a lot of people, a lot of moving parts, people negotiating with other people. And so we'll see. Let's see what the ANC does, and let's see how soon they may do something. They've promised to do something, and we'll obviously keep an eye on the story.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.